Broadcasting live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. Hello, Blockhead Nation. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. I'm thankful that you guys are here tonight. We're going to try to have a little fun with this episode. As we get started tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of my friends that happen to use EarPod and AirPods. Are you tired of uncomfortable earphones that keep falling out? This is a common problem. Well, I want to talk to you tonight about my friends over at EarHooks. EarHooks will make you forget you're wearing earbuds at all. EarHooks' custom design enables the earphones to attach perfectly to Apple's EarPods and the new wireless AirPods in your ears, providing a secure and comfortable fit that you'll forget that you even have. So use my link tonight for my podcast and purchase EarHooks, and you will be guaranteed free returns for up to 30 days. If you decide that you don't like these EarHooks, you try them out and you're not totally satisfied, get your money back, free returns for up to 30 days to try them out, no questions asked to return them. Check out EarHooks. A simple thank you from your favorite Blockhead and my friends over at EarHooks for checking out the most comfortable fit for your ears, for your listening pleasure, to music and podcast alike. Our scripture of the day is coming from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk with him. I'm going to be reading directly from a reflection that comes from blueletterbible.org. If you ever want to know where a lot of my notes come from, where a lot of my commentaries would be, I'm telling you my sources tonight. blueletterbible.org. And this is what they say about that. Well before the bloodshed by his son, God knew his children and their ways. By the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his children were recreated and renewed in the promises of the Father. As new creations, we are commanded to live in such a way as to bring glory and honor to the Almighty God. May we live in such a way that is worthy of the tremendous sacrifice of Christ as the power of God works through us. So as I looked over this and looked about honoring God, I talked about in my last special podcast for Mandy Carter that I would be honoring her legacy. And one of the ways to honor her legacy is to be able to be the best person you can possibly be, hashtag be like Mandy, but also to be able to continue pursuing things and pursuing passions that you have. I believe if she had been able to have more time to be able to hear former episodes of this podcast, she would say, continue with this. I truly believe that. So in a way to honor her, I will continue to share the thoughts with you guys of the Blockhead Nation. I will continue to put the hashtag out there, hashtag be like Mandy. That will be often coming up in a lot of my formats, a lot of my forums that will be for this podcast. Again, I want to give a shout out to my friends over the Yogis Podcast Network, doing a lot of episodes over there. If you want to check out the Nightly Rant, Liberty Revealed, Peeling the Orange, there are so many good things coming out of the Yogis Podcast Network. If you want to check out my friends Mike and Toria over there, I'm leaving the link up for Yogis Podcast Network, especially the Mothership, which would be the Nightly Rant. And also, if you want to hear any of our conversations on there, just look for the one about the Blockhead telling it like it is, and I quote, if you want to listen to the Dose Leprechauns podcast on iHeartRadio, you have those links that you can refer back to as well in this podcast. So as I continue to give a lot of shout-outs to some of my friends, I'm pulling up a specific quote that I found the other day. There is a show that I found on Podcast Movement. That's a Facebook page that I follow. And actually, it's a pretty good forum for anybody who has a podcast. Podcast Movement. You can go and look at some of those comments that come up on Facebook quite often. And this is one that came from a lady named Jenny Hansen Lane. In a way, I'm giving her a shout-out tonight, but really what I want to give is I want to give a little bit of her perspective tonight. She has a podcast called Disarming Honesty. You can look that up. You might want to make a little money on PodCoin. If you haven't gone to PodCoin, I would strongly suggest you do that. Earn yourself some gift cards or donate to causes if you have not already done so. So if there's anything I would suggest, disarming honesty on PodCoin. I'm going to read verbatim one of the quotes that she left that was on Facebook, just because this one really hit me right between the eyes. She says, and I quote, "Unpopular opinion. I don't like podcast episodes with fluff or small chit-chat or filler. I like the deep dive, the real-life application given advice. I do think that chit-chat can be done properly, but a lot of the stuff I hear makes me feel like they could value their audience's time more. If I told you my podcast was about living your truth, extracting that truth from everyday life, and recognizing moments to be vulnerable, then that would draw more of the readers in." So again, I'm kind of playing off of words here that she's saying. But again, Jenny really brings this to perspective for me, because a lot of times I look at some of the podcasts I do, and really, I don't want to treat these affiliate links that I do as like an obligation, but in so many ways, I make sure that I correlate them to where I'm at least got three that I talk about that I have the privilege to share on this show. In a way, it's a business handshake. Podcasting is starting to become such a huge venue for so many businesses that are out there that want to put their products or services out there. So your favorite blockhead is more than willing to share those that are on their mind. But again, if it comes across as just clear chit-chat thrown in between the promos, well, then that is definitely a downfall that your favorite blockhead is going to have to go back and reassess. I mean, it sounds kind of like that episode in the Andy Griffith Show. There's a part where they're trying to get Andy interested in another woman who has a very unique sense of awareness, and she is a little bit withdrawn, and she has very different insight than everybody else. She makes everybody awkward in the room. And at one point, Barney tried to leave and say, "Andy, I figured you two just wanted to chit-chat." And she intervenes and says, "I hate to chit-chat. I don't mind an ordinary conversation, but I hate to chit-chat." So, I mean, I guess you could say, as I take my swig of water here, then definitely that is something I want to avoid. If I'm not reaching my audience, then of course I give my sincerest apology to the Blockhead Nation, who has been faithful and continues to come back and listen to these episodes that I share with you, and listening to the narrative. I would hope that in time that I could better my craft, just like some of you that are wanting to go off and do podcasting on your own. But those words were so, in a way, they really stung to be able to realize, man, if I'm doing that, if I'm just filling these episodes with fluff, then I ought to go back and just make sure that I am, again, adhering to what the listeners want to hear, what is going to get you to keep drawing and coming back. So in a way, that might be something that might need to come up on one of the Facebook Lives that I do down the road. And also, as I give this out, I was given a suggestion from another friend about fighters in the real world, because there is this epidemic that's coming out where a lot more are being reported for domestic abuse. Unfortunately, we have Matt Hughes, who will never be the same, thanks to his accident and the tragedy there. But we also had accusations that seem to be false at this point, if I'm looking at all the credible sources right, that Tony Ferguson was under fire. Because otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about him coming back and be able to have a fight coming up in the future. So with Tony Ferguson back on everybody's lips, it seems to me like that, again, is just something that has appeared in the news, because it's not the first time either. If I remember right, hearing Chris Leben's story, he had to go through a lot of hellfire and brimstone during the time that he was with the relationships he had on the side outside of the cage. So if you look at all this, there is very much a real thing to post-traumatic stress for fighters, post-traumatic stress for those who are in Marvel that are not handling, I guess you can, I don't want to say handling it with kid gloves, but you know, not having a thorough understanding of what post-traumatic stress disorder is for those that are in the Marvel comic world. The whole talk about Thor and having the dad bod, that's been an issue that's come up too. And really, I believe that it just comes down to there's a case-by-case basis. And all I have is, at this point, there needs to be some kind of a case study. And even if it has to happen randomly, all the way that PTSD is being portrayed in Marvel and movies in general, in MMA, and some of these feel-good movies about veterans, Lone Survivor. You know, I could go into so many detail about them, but really, it's one of those, why do you go to a movie? The words really have to be suspended disbelief. There has to be a moment when you watch a movie where you check out of reality for a moment to be able to be entertained. Are you actually going to be enriched with thorough research from that? Do you go to watch an MMA fight to care for whoever, and to make sure that the doctors are caring to those who are down on the canvas? Yes, it's an unsung story. It's mentioned many times in the documentary on Netflix. You can find it. It's called The Hurt Business. Anybody should go back and watch that documentary. This is prior to the fall of Ronda Rousey. But nonetheless, that would be what I would say here. There needs to be some kind of a case study for these fighters that can come out and we can have the proper credentials to be able to take a look at these domestic abuse cases, be able to look at how they act out in public. Are they doing some of these social media wars simply for the marketing? Are they following that Conor McGregor model? And we look at all that and I go, it's really hard to give a precise prediction at this point about that. But that would be the route that I would go at this point. And if you're going to trust Marvel or those that are in MMA for a proper diagnosis, I'm sorry, might want to step out of the fog and clear your head a little bit. And I'm going to use that one as well in a few minutes when I talk about some other things that have come up in the MMA world. But the first thing I need to say is another to my friend who has become my cartoonist, who has done fantastic artwork for me. Thanks to him, he introduced me to this thing called a Ko-fi account. So if you're interested in directly supporting your favorite blockhead, you can always give a cup of coffee, or as they pronounce it, a cup of Ko-fi, by clicking the link for the Ko-fi account, or if you want to become a patron of the show for Patreon, I'm giving a shout out to that link as well. You can find that in the blog. You can find that in the links that I have provided for you if you want to do that. Or if you just want to help yourself get a couple of extra gift cards on the side. I'd like to talk to you about my friends over at Swagbucks. Swagbucks is the largest online reward site that gives free gift cards to its members for their online activities. You spend all day on your phone anyway. You spend all day shopping, searching the web, watching movie trailers, playing games. Why not be able to pay yourself for that? So members will receive free gift cards simply by doing the things that you normally do every day on your electronic device. And if you use the link from my podcast, you will automatically have $5 as a bonus when you sign up as a new user. So go check out Swagbucks today. If you're interested in the Ko-fi account, if you're interested in the Patreon link, those are there provided as well. Check out how you can get some gift cards for yourself just by doing what you normally do every day through Swagbucks. That's a thank you from them and a thank you from your favorite blockhead. And as we get into the next part of the show, we start to bring up how, not just last week, if you were not following what happened with Bellator, most people that follow the UFC, those who know anything about MMA, those who are interested in the sport, you know the mothership is the UFC. You know that this is the number one organization. And most people are using the argument that Bellator, 1FC, maybe even Ryzen comes up a few times. What's another one? The Legacy Fighting Alliance, which is really training a lot of the guys that are coming up, which is great that tonight in the main card you have two guys that are fighting from Legacy Fighting Alliance. Derek Krantz is on the main card and so is Ian Heinich. So definitely want to cheer on those guys from making it onto the big card as we go forward with Rafael Dos Anjos and you have Kevin Lee in the main event. But as we continue to look into this, YFB made a serious human error when it came to the Bellator lineup. Really, if you look at the comparison just of the main events, just at the cards for UFC and for Bellator from last week, so much of the UFC almost felt like a snoozer. I mean, I appreciate that Rose and Jessica Eye are in the main event. I really do. Didn't even know the name of the guy of Anderson Silva, and he's the co-main event, and he loses his fight. And I just don't have any interest because of what's going on over at Bellator. Just to see how Jake Hager... Oh, man, you talk about controversy. There is one unwritten code of honor amongst those guys in the back, and it's when you have a submission hold and they tap, you let go. Whether it's the leg, whether it's the arm, whether it's the neck, you let go when they tap. Sometimes those taps go unchecked, but that is a unwritten code of honor amongst the boys. And Jake Hager, being a little bit new into the sport, I still don't give him a free ride for holding that as long as he did. He didn't let go of the hold. And, of course, the referee steps in and absolutely gives him a dressing down, which was a lot of fun. That was very entertaining to see. And, obviously, we've got him on a journey as a heel in Bellator. Didn't take long for that to happen. AJ McKee goes on and wins his fight. And, again, my prediction... Well, you know, again, I keep saying prediction, but my assumption, just based on the track record, was going to be Michael Venom Page, because since he is undefeated. And really, one huge human error that I made was not overlooking Douglas Lima, not overlooking the experience. One human error that I made, and I should have known better, MVP's hands. Every time that he has been fighting, he has been asking for a knockdown. And it finally happened at the hands of Douglas Lima. But if you just look at how he does it, it goes completely against the textbook procedure of keeping your hands up and keeping your feet moving. MVP is exposed every time he is within in striking range of his opponent. The last time we saw this happen, it didn't work out too well, was Luke Rockhold. Just dropping his hands allowed for Michael Bisping to take the title from him. So MVP got his winning streak taken from him at the hands of a guy who has plenty of experience and does follow textbook MMA technique, which is Douglas Lima. He sticks to the basics. So it's exciting to see, but what a knockout. Incredible footage. Love going back and watching the highlight reels of this, but that's my human error that I have. And then we go on to Michael Chandler. Even though we look at the knockdown, we see that there could easily be a chance for a rubber match here for the strikes in the back of the head. Nonetheless, Patricio Pitbull is crowned. And Michael Chandler being my favorite fighter, me being emotionally attached to him, it was a very tough pill to swallow. But I have to accept that that's where the cards lay. Referee made the right call for Jake Hager, and I trust the referee for the main event between Chandler and Patricio Pitbull. And nonetheless, it'd be easy to build that up. It'd be so easy to promote a third match between those two. What a war. And I would hope that it would last longer than the first minute of the fight. But nonetheless, that's just me being a fan. That's just me having my personal attachment to it, since that's my favorite fighter. But really, there's just no comparison between the two. It seemed to me, if you ever watched Independence Day, if you remember when they were able to get past the shield, what did he say? I gave it a cold. I gave it a virus. A computer virus. If I remember right, I said that verbatim, word for word. Not quite in the same Michael Goldblum type of vernacular that he used, but as we look at that, that's what he said. He lays the computer virus in, they get it accessed, the first time they fire a missile, it doesn't make its way through the shield. But there's that moment where the president's like, I want one more shot at the mothership. And sure enough, it breaks through the shields, and we have crippling damage. Bellator was able to lay crippling damage to the mothership, that is UFC, last week with their venue. Very exciting for me to see. That second missile made its way through the shield. And really, as I look at one other thing, you're probably looking at the title and going, what am I trying to say about the Peter Principle? And I have to start with this. I have to start with something to personalize it. When I once worked at Enterprise, I thoroughly actually enjoyed working down in the bay with the guys. I enjoyed cleaning cars, getting them ready for the car lot for anybody who was renting a car coming in from the airport. I also enjoyed shuttling people to their cars and being able to have a moment with them and just tell them we appreciate your business. I was picking up tips. Did pretty good in both of those worlds. When they promoted me, this is back when I was a college student too, they promoted me to a little higher position for a weekend supervisor, allowing the guys to work but making sure that I was following. I can't even remember what the name that they called it. But nonetheless, you're the head guy in charge. You're the main go-to guy. And right there, that was where I hit my level of incompetence. I don't believe I did near as good a job in that position, and I didn't enjoy it, and I felt like I was actually doing a disservice to everybody. And I said something about it too, which probably with the confrontation I had with my boss at that time, I have this belief that he probably was in his level of incompetence. That's what it means by the Peter principle. If you look at management, there's a point to where you do very well in the position, they promote you, but unfortunately when you get to that level and not all of your expectations are clear, you tend to not do so well, and thus you're not going to be considered for advancement. Because this is where we have to keep you at. And all I saw at that time period was an advancement in payment. I saw it in more money, and I took it. So who didn't need extra money as a college student? And that really can kind of pertain to what's happened here. I'm not going to use this moment to pour salt in the wound for Sage Northcutt. But if you don't know, his debut at one championship didn't quite work out the way we were expecting it to. Sage Northcutt being a martial artist expert, being able to be a babyface, blonde-haired guy, good looks, able to cut a promo, able to work this thing that the kids call social media. But when he gets to Japan, his debut is a total disaster. It's almost like we think we found his level of incompetence. Now, this is where I'm going to ask the fans, taking away from Sage and going, you need to step out of the fog and clear your head. Because we automatically look to other promotions other than the UFC, other than the mothership. We look to ONE Championship, we look to Bellator, look to these other companies. Now, Golden Boy MMA, obviously, sunk faster than Milli Vanilli's career, and I give you that one. But when you look at these two that I have continued to tell you to keep an eye on, Bellator is not a place where the wash-ups go. They have more freedom in sponsorships, they may not get paid as much, but you still have the ability to have an amazing fight. A fight is a fight. You go to Japan, a fight is a fight, no matter who you are. Only two of them lately have actually been able to go from UFC to ONE Championship and have actually performed well. One of them for sure is Brandon Vera. In the heavyweight division, he has done exceptionally well, held the title. Demetrius Johnson has his debut and he is absolutely successful. He's going to continue to dominate the flyweights. He's just that good. But if we look at the track record here, this discredits anybody who wants to overlook ONE Championship. Ben Askren comes from ONE Championship and comes over to the UFC, barely makes his way through Robbie Lawler. Does get his submission, but certainly you notice the beatdown he took. Welcome to the UFC. But the same thing's happening for the latter. Welcome to ONE Championship. Only two of them have emerged victorious at this point if I look back on the track record. So really, I'm looking at a level playing field amongst the trinity of MMA, which is ONE Championship, Bellator, and the UFC. Do I truly believe that the UFC is still the mothership? Yes. However, are we starting to finally see a level playing field? I would like to believe we are. Not so much suspended disbelief anymore. You're seeing some real competition. And guys, I'm going to fight for your competition tonight when it comes to ordering you some t-shirts. Whether you are a comic fan, whether you are a TV and film fan, whether you're into horror films, then Five Finger Tees offers a massive selection of movie, TV, pop culture inspired, and ridiculously funny t-shirts that will not break the bank. Their philosophy is simple. They do all the work from customer service, designing, printing, photography, shipping, website design. Five Finger Tees gives you, the customer, a great deal without having to sacrifice on quality. So take a look through all of the t-shirts on Five Finger Tees, and when you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code 5OFF. That's all one word, all lowercase. 5OFF to get 5% off of your purchase at Five Finger Tees. And guys, I thank you for coming by. I really appreciate all of you that took the time to take a look at the podcast I did for Mandy Carter. We'll be honoring her tomorrow. And also continue to put out the hashtag Be Like Mandy. This is your favorite blockhead, and I will see you guys the next time. Bye-bye.